Here's Outside the Box, taking the legal road for a change. Today's topic is, are guns legal? Amendment 2 to the U.S. Constitution reads, quote, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, unquote. This Second Amendment seems to say that anyone has a right to own and carry a gun. But you might ask, why bother to talk about the need for a well-regulated militia if the right was intended for everyone? Why does it talk about the security of a so-called free state instead of the United States? And why give a whole amendment to the right to weapons when the Bill of Rights and the Constitution don't even guarantee the right to life and liberty, freedom from torture, freedom of movement, the right to own property, or various economic rights, such as a job, a place to live, enough food, and access to education? Well, four out of the 9 Supreme Court justices asked these same questions when the right to bear arms was debated. They all said the right belonged only to those in the militias, not to every person. Here's what they said in 2008 in the case District of Columbia v. Heller. Quote, the amendment's text does justify a different limitation. The right to keep and bear arms protects only a right to possess and use firearms in connection with service in a state-organized militia. Had the framers wished to expand the meaning of the phrase bear arms to encompass civilian possession and use, they could have done so by the addition of phrases such as for the defense of themselves. Unquote. If just one more justice had agreed with that interpretation, the only people owning guns today legally would be the members of the National Guard and local and state police. A right to bear arms would refer to tank tops and sleeveless shirts, not to guns. Now that might seem scary if only militias and the police had guns and no one else could own them legitimately. On the other hand, in countries where most people have a gun and they try to overthrow the government by force, the result is a bloodbath. Look at Libya, Syria, Chechnya, Afghanistan, and scores of other countries. Would it be any different here? As I mentioned last week, more guns in this country have meant more deaths and made those living in the U.S. less safe. Author Tom Hartman believes the so-called right to bear arms was demanded in the 1780s by representatives from southern states who wanted to ensure armed militias to keep control of their slaves. That explains why the word militia and state, rather than the United States, were used. Hartman also argues that the focus on the right to have a weapon was in reaction to the British restriction on gun ownership in the colonies before the American Revolution. Maybe we need to get over the belief that having a gun will protect us against federal government oppression. Our government has figured out how to oppress, either more subtly, by only threatening to use weapons, or very selectively, such as against Black Panthers or so-called terrorists. The fact that people have a right to bear arms does not protect them. There are nonviolent tactics that are more effective in resisting government oppression than gun battles. Giving up the right to bear arms might not feel threatening if the militias and police gave them up also. I'll look at that option next time. Do you think every person in the U.S. ought to have a right to own and use a gun? Why or why not? I'm Larry Danziger, wondering what the Second Amendment would mean if there had been a few changes in history and Supreme Court interpretations.